Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 24th. Over the millennia, stars acquire a lot of names. Some make sense, some don't. And some of them might have gotten mixed up along the way. An example is the fourth brightest star of Leo, the Lion, which is about 58 light-years away. It represents the Lion's Hip. A few centuries ago, it was assigned the name Delta Leonis, an indication of its ranking within the constellation. But it also has some older names, including Zosma and Dur. Zosma comes from ancient Greek. It means the girdle, but that may be a mixed-up version of the original word, which meant hip or back, the star's correct position in the Lion's anatomy. Dur comes from ancient Arabic. It's a shortened version of a phrase that means the Lion's back. Regardless of the name, Zosma is a pretty impressive star. It's more than twice the size and mass of the Sun, and about 15 times brighter, and its surface is thousands of degrees hotter. Studies have shown that Zosma could be up to 750 million years old. Stars of its mass burn through their nuclear fuel much faster than stars like the Sun. As a result, they live much shorter lives. Zosma should end its prime of life phase and head into old age in a few hundred million years. It'll shine hundreds of times brighter than it does now, giving the Lion a brilliant hip. Zosma is high in the sky at nightfall. It's well to the right of Regulus, the Lion's brightest star. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.